Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Lose my head if it was like that. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you part of, you know, the solution for real. You know, when you do that, we've talked about this a million times. I'm not trying to make you crazy, but, you know, you do that by getting informed and getting engaged and listening to other people. You don't even have to agree with them. Matter of fact, personally, I don't think you should agree with them all the time. You should not listen to the echo chamber, to people that are on exactly the same page as you. Find out how the other people think. You may be swayed by it. And if you're not swayed by it, at least it'll give you something to work with to understand how they think and how you might approach them. Right? You find out where their hot buttons are, the things that are close to their heart, the things that they love to talk about. No joke, I'm just serious. I know some of you don't know, you want me to listen to that? No. I do want you to listen to it, but I'm going to force you to listen to it. But you cannot know how the other side, if you would, thinks, just by listening to somebody like me, because I'm not on the other side. I don't get them any more than you do. Now, I have friends that are there, and they're close enough to where I can ask them about what they're thinking and why they vote in a certain way, and because I don't attack them. I talk them to them. You're not gonna, you're not really voting for that idiot Biden, are you? And that gets you far, don't it? I always joke with people saying, you know, from the Christian world, why don't you walk up to somebody and say, oh, you don't know Jesus, you're going to hell. And that opens conversation. That's not the way we're supposed to be in any part of our life. We're supposed to love people in the kingdom. You should be working with people, trying to understand people before you try to, you know, tell them where they're wrong and why they're wrong, for that matter. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, we're going to set the stage before the pastor comes on, because I told him I would. You know, you got Christians out there, and not just Christians, conservatives as well. And if you recall with Bill Clinton, or Billy Bob Clinton, I prefer that one, but we were all over him for his morality or immorality. We call the Dems, or I call the Dems, soulless, godless people. I'm not painting with a broad brush. I know a lot of good people in that party. You know, but these people want to throw God out of the platform, the whole nine yards. They believe in almost everything, well, a majority of the things that the Bible is against, they're for. And again, not all of them. And, you know, Bill Clinton, the Clintons, the Obamas, we called them immoral people, terrible people. But yet we seem to let, the Republicans seem to let their own side walk a lot. And that ain't right. You and I both know, we all know that. Not even you and I. We know that's not right, period. Why is that, though? Why are we okay with that particular Notice I said that particular. Double standard, but no other. Can't have any other group is allowed. Because that's what I rail on all the time. Is they can get away with it and we can't. They're allowed to say it and we can't. And that's not right. So maybe you need to do a tad bit of soul searching. Do you do that? Do you make excuses for the people that you like in politics? Look, I tell my close friends who helped me get elected, Christian friends at that, I screw up. You need to let me know. You need to let me know where I'm off. Right? I mean, otherwise, sometimes, look, I can tell you sometimes you can get caught up in the moment. I don't think people realize, first and foremost, there, if I got a few minutes, I'll give you a quick rundown. The budget for my school district is about $260 million a year. You heard me, $260 million. We have building projects that are in the tens of millions. Well, actually, the one we just finished was $200 million. New high school and a few other things. And you can only imagine how some people will approach you because they want something from you. Ultimately, they're going to want something from you. And you're so smart, and you're a great guy, and I know you'll understand what I say. And, you know, this is what they do. They do this to a lot of people. They may not do it to elementary school elected officials because there's not as much money involved in a lot of elementary schools. But you look at all that, and you see how you can easily get sucked into some of this stuff. So I guess why I say we're not perfect. Some people will get sucked into it. Some won't. I grew up around this stuff. I don't want the aggravation. So mine isn't the big noble cause, and I'm so righteous and smart and everything else. I know I'm like anybody else. I can make a mistake. I could screw up. I could fall. But in the front of my mind always is that people are looking at me to be the good guy, to be the right guy, to make the right decisions. And I don't need the aggravation in my life. I just want to do the right thing for the kids. Not the people who are yelling the loudest. I'm not interested in them. Because in my mind, in my world, a squeaky wheel doesn't get oiled. It gets thrown out. So I tell you, when you go, and it's okay to be passionate, don't get me wrong. But when you go in front of any kind of elected officials, whether it's a county board or a school board or a city council, have your thoughts together. Have your facts together. Have your points together. So when you address them, it's not just a parent or a constituent that's up there just beefing the beef, you know? They got legitimate concerns. This is why. Here's their proof. And I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 times, they'll act on it. Joe Messina, your host. Pastor Hegg joins me after the break. Don't go far. I'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Being involved, being engaged. I really want you engaged. You know, I mean, seriously, some of these topics we talk about are pretty deep. You need to pay attention so you're not almost kind of sort of spewing what we said. Because there's a lot going on today. And especially here in California, as many of you know, that the governor has just recently said only three people or three small families can get together for the holiday. I mean, it's really ridiculous. Now, this is not what this segment is about. It's about taking a stance as to whether the governor's right, wrong, or indifferent. But look at all the things we're going through. Look at all the things that we're dealing with. We're not allowed to come together anymore, which is part of our makeup. It's part of what we were made to do. We were made to fellowship, to be together, to encourage, to help each other out, to pray with each other, to cry with each other, whatever it is, We were made to be together. And many of you are going through some pretty tough times right now. You know, including, you know, pastors and assistant pastors and what have you. And they're dealing with a lot. I want you to think about that. Think about what they're dealing with from a standpoint of their flock or their people coming to them for help. Or with issues and problems, they've got to deal with theirs, help guide them, and deal with their own stuff. No thank you. Anyway, I've asked Pastor David Haig to join me. With everything going on in the world, we need a little insight as to what's happening. He's a pastor of a large church in Los Angeles County. And, you know, Pastor David, I always enjoy your time with us here on the air.
Thanks, Joe. I enjoy being with you. I just hope I don't tick too many people off, you know?
Hey, listen, why should you be any different than me? That's what I want to know. What makes you better than me? I do. It's just some of the things I start off with, you know? But let's get down to some of the things that, you know, that you and I kind of had a little discussion about, and you see what's going on around us. First, let's do the 80,000-foot conversation here, which is we were made to be together. We're going through a lot right now. People are frustrated. They're hurting. They're mad. You know, just at the top level, give them some insight. Talk to some of them about how they can relieve some of this pressure.
Yeah, I mean, I took a time here a couple weeks ago and bounced out of the sermon series we were in, going through Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the first one, and did a thing called Living Christianly in a Time of COVID. And I started off by talking about we are living at a time when, at least a once in my lifetime, convergence of disasters. You know, here in Santa Clarita last November, we had a shooting at our high school. And, you know, several students died. Another student killed. And then you get to January and February, and we were watching, you know, the impeachment drama, and then boom, COVID hit in March and April, the lockdowns hit, and we thought, oh, that'll be done by June. And then May happens, and George Floyd dies, and suddenly we have violent protests, and everybody is wondering, okay, how do we as Americans, how do we as Christians deal with all of this critical race theory and this idea of systemic racism and racism in itself? And then, of course, you know, the fires hit here in Southern California. They're still going. There are 100,000 people in Orange County have been, you know, evacuated. My son's a firefighter. He's fighting the flames today. And then, you know, as if that's not enough, then this incredible cloud of vitriolic political dialogue, and you have people saying, you know, I wish the other party would die. And then we hear yesterday that in France, some guy yelling Allahu Akbar goes into a church and kills some people and beheads somebody. And we're just going, you know, what is going on? And it's, I think it would be unusual if we weren't feeling this low-grade, steady theater, steady fever of, you know, just we're frustrated. We can't control it. Our lives are different, and we're seeking for certain things that are going to address the, you know, the reward centers in our brain. You and I know that pornography use is up, alcohol sales are way up.
Yep.
People are actually buying guns and ammunition. Yeah, what's the answer? That's what you're asking me, Joe. Well, what my answer is you've got to tie your hope to someone who is not affected by all of this, and that is Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I think what's happening in our church, at least, is we are learning. We are being pared away from all these things that we usually go to for excitement. And we've got to find it in these things, in human relationship. And you started off by saying we need to be together. We sure do. But our governor's keeping us from doing it. We're fortunate at Grace because we have an outdoor amphitheater that'll hold 2,000 people, and so we're having two services every Sunday, and we're not turning anybody away. We have a kids camp that masquerades, well, Sunday school, it masquerades as a kids camp, so we have full children's ministry. Our youth are meeting tonight, 200-400 junior hires and high schoolers outside with masks. So we're endeavoring to maintain all the things that a church, that a people, that a community are supposed to do, and we're actually finding it's helping.
You know, it back to though that one part where we're made to be together, and we're made to,
yeah.
You know, we're used to, and you and I talked about this months and months ago, and I said, my concern is it's turning people into, I can just watch church on TV. They're going to lose the understanding of being together corporately. A hand on the shoulder, right? A handshake, a hug, a kiss on the cheek. Those are all things that we're made to need, are we not?
Absolutely, and I think everybody understands that. For instance, if you stay home and watch a concert or a football game or a baseball game, that's much, much different than being in the concert hall,
yep.
than being at the ball game. Because it becomes, when you're alone, when you're at home, even with just your family members, it's not a community event. Each person is having their individual experience with it. But when you're in the auditorium, when you're in the sanctuary, you are hearing people next to you sing, and you're watching everybody sing together and pray together, and you're listening to the word preached together, and then afterwards you're sharing life. And, you know, we all know that the worst possible thing in terms of punishment is solitary confinement.
Yep.
And in a way, the way COVID is being used, and I say that word intentionally, being used by governmental officials and especially county health officials, who, by the way, are not elected. We are being shepherded. We are being led as a people down a pathway that is ruinous for us and for our economy, but mostly it's ruinous for us as individuals, by those who have never run for office. And it's stirring up animosity and frustration.
Oh, and let's talk about that, you know, on the other side of the break. I think that's very important. Joe Messina, your host. We're talking with Pastor David Haig. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. economy grew at its fastest pace ever. The gross domestic product for the third quarter, covering July, August, and September, expanded by 33.1% according to the Commerce Department. That comes after a 31.4% plunge in the second quarter. It was economic news that President Trump took with him to Florida as he campaigned in the battleground state.
They say, talk about your economic success. Talk about 33.1%, the greatest in history. Now, look, if I do, I mean, how many times can I say it? I'll say it five or six times during the speech. 33.1.
While Trump was in Tampa, his Democratic rival, Joe Biden, was on the other side of the state in South Florida. Biden also has a slight lead in the polls over Trump in the Sunshine State. The latest poll from Hill Harris gives the Democrat a 3% lead. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let's just get right back to it. It's one of my favorite nights, you know, especially when I got 2 full hours and we're talking about God stuff, and that always makes me happy. Anyway, Pastor David Haig joins me as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his insight and the way he approaches issues from a godly standpoint into politics and that kind of thing. So, Pastor Haig, thanks for being with me.
Hey, my pleasure. Love it.
All right, so before we get rolling, and I forget, we run out of time, I know that you have a blog that you write on, and there's a lot of good stuff there that people may want to go over and peruse. Why don't you tell them where to find it?
It's, yeah, I have a new website, turns out, David W. Haig, that's H-E-G-G is Haig, davidwhaig.com.
Very cool. They can find everything there?
There.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
There's books there, and there's your writings, there's your... writings that you put up there on a regular basis as well. A lot of good stuff there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, I mean, there is so much going on. There's so much that I'm aggravated about. You know, people don't realize that when it comes to different denominations, different pastors, some of them do have different viewpoints on what's going down. You've got pastors out there teaching that we're born racists. That doesn't help.
You know,
we're born with sin, but is it racism? I'm not so sure. So, but I want to come back. Go ahead.
Here's the thing about race. There's only one race, the human race. Acts 17:26. Paul says, up on Mars Hill, he said he made from one. Okay. Every nation, and the word nation there is ethnos, which means ethnicity. The bottom line is that every human being has the same human genome, okay? With the same human genome. Race is actually a social construct that has been created by those who decided a long time ago that some races were inferior and some were superior.
Yep.
And that social construct has been used to create all the things that we see in front of us. And it's not only color, although that's the major thing, but you've got, you know, Asians whose facial features are different. You have Jews whose religious beliefs are different. And even though those are both usually considered not colored, they've been the target of this social construct called race. And, you know, we've got to understand It's not systemic in the race. Okay? It's sin. What we do is sin. It's not something that is in the genome of the Caucasian that is different than the genome of the African or the, you know, European. So this whole concept of race has been constructed. Now, is there destruction there? Absolutely. The social construct has been misused. It's been, people have been abused, and we need to and have, I mean, things are so much better now than they were 100 years ago in the United States. Things are so much better now than they were in the 50s in the United States.
Yep.
Laws have been enacted. People have come from African countries and made their way. You now have more, as you said before, you know, we see things now as so much better than they were, and yet there are those who have co-opted a message of equality and are using it to further a different agenda.
Yeah, and it's really interesting how quickly people will come at you as a school board member. There's things that I say during a meeting that they'll think, I think they purposely take it in a hateful way. When we talk about equality, we seem to talk about one specific group or one specific color. And I'm one of those guys that says, now, wait a minute, if we're talking about equality, it has to be across the board. Because if everybody's treated equal, no matter what color, size, shape, or religious belief they have, then everybody will simply be treated equally. When you start carving people out, you're going to have people feeling bad that they're not being treated the same way. Or so-and-so has a leg up. Or so-and-so, you know, got more mashed potatoes than I got, if you would. So, you know, it's kind of my feeling, again, being on the school board, you get to hear the different viewpoints that people have as to how their kids and their groups are being treated.
I agree with that. I agree that there are some people who have been treated poorly, groups
agreed.
Of people.
Yep.
But I also believe, I mean, I grew up in Spokane, Washington. My dad never made more than $1,400 a month in his life. And we got all of, I'm not trying to give a sob story, but my mom bought probably 80% of my clothes at the Goodwill. In fact, they used to let her go in early on Wednesday morning because that's when the new stuff came in. So at Christmas, we got new socks, we got new underwear, maybe we got a basketball. I didn't know I was poor, but I'll tell you what, I had advantages, but the reason I have whatever success I've had in life is because I worked hard and took advantage
yes.
of my advantages.
Yes.
And so just because someone has advantages doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to make it. There are people who have very few advantages, but they work hard and they make them. Yep. The problem with critical race theory and all this other stuff is that it further distances us from the responsibility of personal work, personal responsibility. You cannot say, because my parents were this or because my skin is this, that's why I'm never going to make it. It's harder for some, I agree. And we need to help those who are in a systemic way, having been, you know, the legacy of poverty, the legacy of crime, the legacy, you know, of one
well,
parent households.
Right,
we need to
and
deal
I know what
with
you
that.
Get at. Part of this is that a certain group, and I was told the same thing to a degree, but, you know, the black community, you know, you're never going to get anywhere, you know, you're always going to be downtrodden, they're always going to be against you. They grew up with that mindset or being told that. When I grew up in the north end of Boston, you know, there were kind of two different styles of Italians that were there. Ones that felt, we're in this country, this is the best we're going to do, and, you know, we should just be happy we have the freedom to work the way we want to work. And then there were the others that understood, look, I can get education here. I couldn't get that in Italy. I can get educated. I can do better for myself. I can help my kids get out of here and have a better life later on. And the majority of those people left,
right.
the guys that are still
right.
stuck there that were friends of mine that I grew up with, that's the mindset they have. I'll just always be a poor Italian guy living here in the north end of Boston.
You know, I was listening to a lecture the other day by Dr. Glenn Lowry, L-O-U-R-Y. He's the president of Brown University, PhD, African-American. And he was talking about the fact that, you know, there are educational discrepancies between people of color and people who are white. And he was being told that this was a result of a, you know, systemic privileges. And he came back on that and he said, you know, what he has found in his research is that there are certain skills that make you successful in life. Things like courtesy, integrity, honesty, you know, what they used to call industry, which was hard work. And that households where there's only one parent, and especially where there's a missing father, they have found that those households have a harder time instilling those skills and characteristics in young people of both white and black.
Right.
And so what we really have to understand is that it's not systemic in the human genome, but it is the part the family plays. And when you live in a country that is trying, by some are trying to disintegrate the family, they're trying to denigrate the idea of faith and religion, which, you know, upon which a good family is built, then what do you expect? This is what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, it seems that there's no guidelines. There's no real absolutes. You know, I have a book, and my first chapter in the book is absolutes. Absolutely not. Because then you have to have a right or wrong absolute along with other things. And, you know, there are groups of people that don't want to be called on the carpet for not doing the right thing. Right?
When you do away with the idea of a personal transcendent God, what you do is you do away with any kind of accountability. That's really what Darwin did when he came up with evolution. He said, I can explain reality without God. And when he did so, he severed humanity from any kind of standard, any kind of accountability. Who gets to decide what's right and wrong? And we are living now in this United States experiment, this laboratory. We're watching what happens when you are so far away from any absolute standard that anything goes. I don't know if you saw it, but there's a model named Emily Ratajkowski, I think her name is. She's now pregnant, and she was asked by a news person this last week, what gender is your baby? Are you guys going to try and find out what your gender is? She said, it will tell us its gender when it turns 18 and decides what it wants to be. That's absurd.
All right, we got to go for a break. I'm going to go throw up. I'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Pastor Haig after the break.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, and get involved if you want to. You should, really. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. So much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. And I mean that sincerely. I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there, but you've chosen this one. And you tune in, and I love some of the comments that you make and you send me. So I really do appreciate it. If we're not on a station near you, pick up the phone and call them. Ask them why they don't carry the show. Seriously. We've picked up 4 or 5 stations over, I think, in the last year, over people picking up the phone, calling, and saying, look, I really like this show. It'd be great if you could carry it. You just never know. And if they tell you no, then give me their phone number. I'll deal with them, seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure. Pastor David Haig joins me. He's the pastor of a large church in North Los Angeles County. I've known him for years, and I appreciate my friendship and my time with him. For full transparency, we do know each other. Didn't just pull his name out of the phone book. And so, Pastor Haig, glad to have you with me.
That's true, Joe. I know you, and I still come on your show.
I knew when that rolled off my tongue that I opened myself wide up for that one.
I not only know you, I respect you, and I pray for you, and I'm glad you're doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. So before I get into the split, you know, with Christians over politics and what have you, you know, one of the things we were talking about, and I want to go back down that road, was, you know, suicides among teenagers, and I'm not talking suicidal thoughts. I'm talking actual suicides across the country is up to almost 20%. And
yep.
You have to stop and think. There's a couple things going on here. The parents aren't ready or have the ability or the skills to cope with their kids being home all day and helping their kids and finding ways for their kids to make connections. These kids go to school all day long. They have their social circles. They have people, adults at school that they trust that they can speak with. You know, for Christian parents, especially, you've got tools. You've got a creator that will listen and work with you and help you and should have a support team around you. Do you want to speak to that for a minute or two?
Well, yeah. I'd first like to say that adversity always demonstrates where we're weakest. And I think, you know, across the board, we have learned how to parent in our day by entrusting our kids to the school, mm-hmm. by entrusting our kids even to the youth group. We get a lot of calls. Hey, my son's really having trouble in school. Can you talk to him at youth group and come alongside him and be his friend? And, of course, we're going to do that. But I think parents, not everybody, not even maybe most, but a number of parents have lost the ability because they have kind of given it to the school, given it to the church, given it to the coach of the baseball team. They've kind of ceded over to them the responsibility to co-parent with them. But nobody has the power in a child's life like a mom and a dad. Mm-hmm. But now you've got parents who are not teachers who go to work and now they're having to stay home and be with their kids and they don't know what they're doing. And it's terrible. And I've said for a long time that the lockdowns we're experiencing in California are going to produce something even worse than the COVID infections. They're not that bad, quite frankly. Don't want to get off on this, but if you look at the average number of deaths per week in America in 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, they're all right around 50,000. 50,000 a week in America. It's not gone up. It's not got down. Anyway, so what do we say to parents? Well, I'm going to tell you, look to the church and get your kids in a youth group. Our kids, we're having 300-400 kids every Wednesday night. And again, on Sundays, they're meeting outside and they want to be together and they're having fun and they're with friends. And we're finding that our parents are coming and sitting on the patio at our church. It holds probably 200 people on the patio. And they're just sitting and talking and waiting. They're social distance and they have their masks on, but they're waiting for their kids and they're having some community. Nice. So you've got to get your kids into some community. A church is a good one. Find one and get your kids there.
Well, we're locked in. We're creatures of habit. Let's just be honest with you. We're used to doing certain things a certain way all the time, whether it's dropping your kids off, picking your kids up. And, you know, you have people that go to the same service. Well, used to. They go to the same service every Sunday, and if you suggest they go to the one that's an hour later, it throws them into a tizzy because it throws the whole schedule off for the week.
Yeah. But, we're in a good place because we're meeting outside. We're having 500-600 people every service.
Good.
And we're in a much better position than most. But it's going to get cold and it's going to rain. And quite frankly, when it's cold and it rains, we're going to go inside, a one-off. We're trying to play ball with the regulations and everything. But if it comes, push comes to shove, and we believe we need to assemble and be together, we're going to do it. And if the health department wants to come out and charge us $500, then we'll pay it. We're not going to thumb our nose at the government, but we are not going to stop doing what God commands us to do either.
Amen. All right, so let's get to the part that it bothers me in the regular world. As a matter of fact, over the years, you and I have even talked about this, where you've got this duplicity in the church among Christians, and where you had alluded to it a little while ago, but it's there, where people will accept certain behavior from, one side. I really don't want to go down a party road, but it really is what it's all about. You know, you had the conservative group screaming how bad Bill Clinton was and how immoral he was and what have you. And then they see it, you know, you see it on the other side happening now in some cases, and they don't say anything. They accept it because there are so many other great things happening. You know, I mean, how do you deal with that as a pastor when you have congregants that come up to you and say, look, I don't want to deal with this, or so-and-so says this, and you know what I mean? I mean, how do you deal with that? How do you counsel them?
Well, right now I'm telling them, you know what, character does matter. I've had several people tell me, look, with regard to President Trump, we're not electing a pastor, you know, a national pastor, we're electing a national president. And I say right back to him, so what you're telling me is that in the role of a pastor demands character, but the role of a president doesn't? Are you telling me that the character of the man in the White House who is, you know, passing bills and not vetoing them and signing executive orders and representing our country, that his character doesn't matter? This is where, as a believer, we are losing the high ground with regard to what it means to follow Jesus Christ. Paul said, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creature. And so we can't say character doesn't matter. Now, it's up to everybody's freedom of conscience as to what amount of character flaw they're going to allow in candidates they vote for. That's up to everybody. But we can't get to the place where we are so overlooking our candidates that we like, their character flaws, that we just, you know, we overlook it and we're blind to it, because that's just plain hypocrisy. We can't do that with each other either. We've got to call each other, and I'm talking about the church and Christ followers, regardless of who wins over the next 2 weeks, whenever we find out, we still have to be winsome. We still have to love our enemies. We have to love our neighbors. We have to love one another, and nobody's left. And it's one of the hardest things for me is to watch those who claim to love Jesus Christ deal with election opposition in the same way as those who don't know Jesus. They're just as vitriolic. They're just as harsh on Facebook. They're just as passionate about things that don't matter as those who don't know Jesus. And that is a huge black eye on the church.
Yeah, I agree. I'm an equal opportunity finger pointer. I point it at everybody. I don't care what you are. Would you agree that there's a difference between character and style? All right, and I'm not sticking up for Trump, but you know he's very gruff. He's very in your face, if you would, with leaders across the country. I don't know. You know, again, I'm not the expert here, but I look at, we haven't seen Middle East peace like this pretty much with any president before him. Is it his style? Is it his gruffness?
I totally agree. I agree that what he's done in Israel and what he's done in the Middle East, I agree in what he's done with regulations, as I said. I agree with what he's done on the border.
Right.
I've been to the border, and what these people are saying about all these cages and kids, that's not even close to true. I've been to McAllen several times and watched and seen him. I agree with what he's doing economically. I agree with, but I also look at and I say he's had the most turnover in the White House of anybody. So many of the guys that have worked for him have been indicted. People that I know that have been in the White House and worked with him have told me that, you know, the guy's really, really, really rude, and he plays fast and loose with the truth. So while I appreciate so much that he's accomplished, and I hope he wins, I'm not saying I don't want him to win. I hope he wins. I also want to just, before a watching world, say I'm not just saying, hey, no matter what he does, you know, my president, right or wrong.
No.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I mean,
I don't think enough people in my position are not saying that.
No, no. If he was caught, you know, stealing, cheating, playing with the, you know, interns there in the White House, I couldn't support him at all. I mean, that's a lifestyle he's chosen. He's living now. No, I can't trust somebody like that. One of my pet peeves. They only got about 45 seconds here, but one of my pet peeves is I tell people all the time: don't vote party, vote Bible. Now, until Jesus, and again, I'm just going to say it, until Jesus is on the ticket, we're not going to be voting for a perfect person. But would you agree that you at least need to find somebody that most lines up with your biblical beliefs when it comes to voting for someone?
Yeah, I mean, if you line up Vice President Pence, President Trump, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris, that's how I would see that. The one I wish I could vote for is Pence. I believe he most accurately represents what I would call a Christian lifestyle.
I agree.
The next would be Trump, and then Biden. And last of all, way off in the cornfield, would be Kamala Harris, the most liberal-minded, flip-flopping senator we've ever had.
All right. Listen, Pastor, hey, I'll put up connection.